This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister will inaugurate the Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit in Jaipur today. More than 5,000 business and trade representatives, diplomats, investors and other participants will attend the event. After inauguration, thematic sessions will be held on various sectors. Day 2 will be devoted to Pravasi Rajasthani Conclave. MSME Conclave will be held on the concluding day. In the afternoon, the Prime Minister will launch the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana. The scheme is designed to empower women aged between 18 to 70 years who have passed matriculation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will commission the Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth-guided missile frigate INS Tushil at Yantra Shipyard in Kaliningrad, Russia today. Chief of their Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh Tripathi will also be present on the occasion. Defence Minister arrived in Moscow last night on a three-day visit to Russia. Mr. Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 21st meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow tomorrow. The two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence, including military-to-military and industrial cooperation. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has reached Bangladesh this morning, leading an Indian delegation at the next round of India-Bangladesh Foreign Office consultation. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal told media persons on Friday that the Foreign Secretary will meet his Bangladesh counterpart in Dhaka and there will be several other meetings during the visit. The consultation led by foreign secretaries is a structured engagement between Bangladesh and India. This is the first high-level engagement between India and Bangladesh post-political changeover in Bangladesh on 5th of August. During the visit, foreign secretary is expected to pay a curtsy call on Bangladesh's foreign affairs advisor, Mohammad Tohid Hussain. A four-day special session of Jharkhand Legislative Assembly began in Ranchi today to enable newly elected MLAs take oath and elect a speaker. Newly elected MLAs will be administered the oath today and tomorrow. Pro Tem Speaker Stephen Marandi will administer the oath to the new members. The speaker's election will be held tomorrow, followed by a trust vote of the Hemant Soren government. Some schools in the national capital Delhi have received bomb threats via email this morning. According to the Delhi police, school administrations have sent students back to their home and fire department has also been informed. India's digital infrastructure has seen remarkable growth with 138.34 crore Aadhaar numbers generated to date. Key platforms like DigiLocker now store 776 crore documents for 37.046 crore users, while the Diksha education platform has facilitated 556.37 crore learning sessions with 17.95 crore course enrollments and 14.37 crore completions. In an official statement, the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting highlighted India's evolving digital economy powered by innovations in cloud computing, AI and digital governance. Former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his family have arrived in Moscow after fleeing from the West Asia. Kremlin sources said that Russia has granted them asylum for humanitarian reasons. Assad left the country after rebel forces led by Abu Muhammad al-Jilani seized control of the capital Damascus, ending Assad's decades-long rule. Meanwhile, Indian embassy continues to remain operational in Damascus, Syria. External Affairs Ministry sources said embassy is in touch with all Indian nationals and they are safe. Sources said embassy remains available to assist Indian nationals in Syria. In hockey, India will face Malaysia today in their next group game, aiming to defend their title and secure direct qualification for next year's Junior World Cup in Santiago, Chile. And that is the end of this news bulletin.